As Yaakov and his family make their way down to Mitzrayim, the Torah lists each one of the numbers of families of all the four wives of Yaakov, how many souls each woman produced, basically, and gives the count of the total of 70 souls that went from the land of Eretz Yisrael, Canaan at the time, down to Mitzrayim. And when the Torah gives a list of the sons of Leah, it lists all the names and concludes by saying, these are the Nefesh, Banav, Ubnosav, the sons and the daughters, Shloshim v'Shalosh, the 33 souls who descended from Leah, who went down to Mitzrayim. And Rashi points out that if you actually count up the names that are listed, you only find 32. Even though the Torah lists them as 33 names, when you count them, you only find 32. And Rashi explains based on Chazal, Elazu Yocheved. The missing person is Yocheved, who's not listed, but that's who it's referring to, Shenolda Bein HaChomos B'chnisason La'ir. She was born in between the walls, basically, as they entered into Mitzrayim. She was born at that point, so she was born in Mitzrayim, even though she was conceived, yet still in the land of Canaan. So she's hinted at, in that the name given, it, the number is 33, but she's not listed explicitly. That's what Rashi says. The Ramban is quotes from the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra is very bothered by this Chazal. Ibn Ezra says, if that's the case, that Yocheved was born on the way down to Mitzrayim, Yocheved, we know, is the mother of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was how old when the Jews left Mitzrayim? He was 80. That was 210 years after they entered the land of Egypt. So if Yocheved was born on the way in, and Moshe was 80 on the way out, how old was Yocheved when she gave birth to Moshe? 130. Ask the Ibn Ezra, Sarah, who was only a couple generations before, was 90 years old when she had a baby, and that was this huge miracle. Torah makes a very big deal over the fact that Sarah was 90 years old when she had a child. If it's true that Yocheved is the missing number, that she was born on the way in, well then she mothered Moshe at 130. Why is there no reference in the Torah? How come this isn't mentioned, this tremendous miracle of Yocheved being 130 years old at the time of Moshe's birth, if we make such a big deal about Sarah being 90 years old when she gave birth to Yitzhak? So the Ibn Ezra has issues and he takes issue with this Chazal. The Ramban comes to explain the Chazal, and the Ramban says, I need to explain this to you, lest anyone be confused with one of the Yesodos HaTorah, that which is Emes and Bor, one of the fundamental tenets of all of Torah, says the Ramban. Ki Hanisim, he says, there are two different types of miracles. There's the type of miracle, he says, which is done al yidei Navi, shi yis Navi kein mischila. A Navi says, something is going to happen. He predicts what will take place. Or there's a Malach, which is sent to do something in this world, to change the nature of the world, when it's done with great fanfare, it's done in an obvious way, or it was predicted, those are the types of miracles, says the Ramban, that are mentioned in the Torah to teach you, look, I told you this was going to happen, and this is what happened. Or everybody saw in front of their eyes, something was done to change the nature of order of events, those things are listed in the Torah. However, says the Ramban, there's another category of miracle. And that's the category which was nas in me'alehen, sort of done on its own. Under the radar, nobody would notice it. La'azor tzaddik or la'achris rasha. Maybe it was done to help out a certain tzaddik. Something was done to help him out or to get rid of a rasha. Lo yaskir. Those aren't mentioned in the Torah, says the Ramban. And says the Ramban, v'lo yaskir makosav. Why should the Torah mention every little thing which is done for the help of a tzaddik or to get rid of a rasha? Says the Ramban, Kol Yesodos HaTorah B'nisim Nistarim. Every single fundamental part of Torah is really some type of miracle. The Am HaTorah, says the Ramban, the nation of the Torah, us, the Jewish people, Ein V'chol Inyano Rak Nisim. Everything in our existence is miracles. Lo Teva Umino. No such thing as a nature, as a natural course of events. What's the proof, says the Ramban? Look at all the rewards that are mentioned in the Torah and all the punishments that are mentioned in the Torah. Says the Ramban, is it normal to say that if the Jewish people plant during the year of Shemitah, when we know that we're not allowed to plant, the Torah says the heavens are going to dry up, there'll be no rain. Is that a natural event that because I planted crops during the year of Shemitah, therefore it shouldn't rain? What does rain have to do with my planting? Says the Ramban, a person eats chelev, he eats forbidden fats from an animal, so the Torah says they'll die young. What does that have to do with anything? Allah says the Ramban, you see that everything about the Torah, there's no such thing as nature. Everything that happens to us as Jews, that happens in the world of the Torah, all of these things are Our nisim v'niflos, there's no such thing as nature. Everything that Hashem does, that nature exists, is a miracle. When He changes the natural course of events, that's a miracle. So there's no need to record the fact that a certain tzaddik was 130 years old when she had a baby. What difference does it make? It's a miracle if a woman has a baby at 20, at 30, at 40, and 130. There's no need to list that as a particular miracle. If a Navi were to come and to say, as what happened with Sarah and with Avraham, I want you to know you're going to have a miraculous event take place. So that's listed to us. Or if there's a miracle which takes place and in front of Va'am Da'edim before everybody in a public display, that's listed. But because an individual was the beneficiary of some type of miraculous event, everything in our life is a miraculous event. Every breath that we take, every day of our lives are miracles. The Torah doesn't have any need to mention that, says the Ramban, because all of existence, the Am HaTorah, only lives in miraculous events, which is really the Hanukkah story. The fact that we say 7 nights were miraculous that the oil burned, and the 8th night is also a miracle that oil should burn. No less of a miracle that oil should burn for 1 day than it should burn for 8 days, or that vinegar should burn. Everything in the world is miraculous through the hand of Hashem. So says the Ramban, that's the nature of all of Torah and all of life, and therefore, okay, so why should Yochevet be mentioned? What's the big deal? Maybe a woman has a baby at 20, a woman has a baby at 130. No need to mention that. Sarah was told in advance. That kind of miracle is mentioned, and this is the Yisod, this is the foundation, fundamental point that the Ramban puts forth here, as we've seen already once before, and he's going to address several other times this idea that everything in the world, everything in Torah is miraculous, so to speak, in the fact that Hashem is behind it, controlling and deciding how it should be.